You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Saturday, Ghost Dive NZ took to cleaning the seafloor near Clyde Quay in Wellington. The cleanup team removed about 5 tonnes of rubbish from the seafloor. I spoke to Eddie Howard, Ghost Diving New Zealand's team leader, about the dive and what ghost diving is all about. I began by asking him to tell me a little about Ghost Diving New Zealand.
All right, Ghost Diving New Zealand, we are a collection of volunteers who are made up of divers, shore support, free divers, marine biologists, kayakers, and we come out, we go into different areas around Wellington and around New Zealand, and we dive in the water, we pick up the rubbish, bring it to the surface. Once it's been brought to the shore support team, we then go through all of the rubbish and get all the animals out of it. There's obviously a lot of this rubbish is full of animals. Animals are hiding and living on it. We remove all the animals, put them back in the ocean, and all the trash goes into bins ready to pick up by the council.
Can you tell me about the most recent dive cleanup?
Yep, that was Clyde Quay. So Clyde Quay is a marina, and we've had a really good relationship with them. We've been doing cleanups there since 2018, about May 2018. And they are very helpful, they make sure that all the boat traffic is ceased and stuff like that. They also have their own members come down helping out. Some of the events we've had a couple of their rowboats to assist with carrying gear back. And so with the marinas, being that they're isolated places, and obviously you get a lot of boats anchored up there, being that's, you know, the purpose of a marina, you end up getting a lot of trash building up in those areas. And since it's isolated due to having the seawalls to protect the boats, there's not a lot of water movement around there, so obviously a lot of rubbish that ends up in there ends up staying in there. And the Clyde Quay Marina has been around for, you know, a very long time, so it's had a lot of build-up. So with the cleanup that we did on Saturday, we've managed to, I think it was about 12 in-water staff, a couple of kayakers, and we had about 60 shore support people. So we ended up being able to pull out about 5 ton of rubbish. The council are picking up the rubbish today, so hopefully we can get an actual confirmed proper tonnage, as well as 2,000 bottles, resulting in over 2,390 items pulled out. This also included, I think it was about 16 tyres, another 4 of those e-scooters, and 22 road cones and several other items.
Is that the biggest amount of rubbish you've taken out from a dive?
No. Our biggest collection will be basically an entire full skip bin. So every year we have annual harbour cleanup, which is situated by the Whaiarepu Lagoon and the waterfront. There's a lagoon there. We've been doing the annual harbour cleanup for a very long time. And I think our biggest tonnage there is about 9 tonnes. But then that area is a lot bigger and we have a lot more divers. So I think record there is sitting around like 30, 40 divers in the water between divers and free divers and a much larger shore crew.
Would you say most of the rubbish seems to come from just general citizen pollution, or is it commercial rubbish as well?
It's mainly general citizen pollution. Like, majority of the stuff we're pulling out are cans, bottles, things like that. But we get, I think we're up to like 8 motorbikes / scooters, like your Nifty 50s, with about 2 or 3 of those motorbikes actually being stolen, which we found out once we reported them to the police. One of them had been stolen for 9 years since we recovered it. We've also up to now 92 of those e-scooters all up. We have picked up a bottle of alcohol that had a ginseng root, a scorpion, and a cobra in it. We have recovered, you know, basically anything someone can pick up and take to the waterfront and toss in the water. We have found it.
You have the annual one. How often are the dive cleanups run in other places?
So the annual one is once a year, and we do that sort of around the beginning of the year. So try and do around the February mark, because one, it's nice warm weather and more likely to get people to come along, and also the diving conditions are better. But we try and run dive cleanups every sort of 1 to 2 months. Obviously, being that we're all volunteers, sometimes that we can only hit 2 months. Sometimes we do them every month. It just depends on how busy we are and what other things are going on. as well as the weather plays a huge part in whether we can actually do a cleanup, because Wellington is known for its windy Wellington, so that kicks up all the ocean and starts turning things over, and obviously we can't go diving if it's too dangerous.
You mentioned there's volunteers as well. Do people have to be able to dive to get involved in this?
No. So it's a question we get all the time, because obviously our name being Ghost Diving, people assume that we're all divers, but we need a huge range of people. So divers are obviously like the main part, because they go into the water and actually get the rubbish. But you can also be a free diver. We have kayakers that help support the on-water team. But if you're not an in-water person, we have a huge range of jobs that are needed for the shore support. And myself, I'm the shore team leader, so I look after everyone topside. So that is obviously we need lifters, so people that actually help lift up the rubbish and the catch bags out of the water. We need haulers, so people that actually carry the catch bags back to the decritter station. We need people that decritter, and decrittering is you go through the rubbish, like you pick up a can, cut it open, and make sure there's no octopus or fish inside it. You go around all the road cones, the shopping trolleys, pulling all the animals off of it. We also have our public engagement side and our education. So one of our volunteers is a scientist at Te Papa, and I'm a scientist myself, so we do a lot of the public engagement. So we put animals on display in some tanks, so that way the public can see the animals that are living in our rubbish. So we can engage with the public, get them seen, because if they see what's there, they'll care. And then we also record a lot of rubbish, so we need people that are, you know, that can record and write down the data and stuff like that. And the most important job is the people that are actually going to get mucky and actually do the decluttering, because it's a dirty job, and you literally get, I've been a couple of days and I'm still trying to get the mud out from underneath my nails.
And so with the decrittering, do you find most of these animals are still alive in the rubbish?
Oh, yes. So we, that's the amazing thing. Like, all these animals are living on your cans, in your bottles, on your shopping trolleys, crawling around in our rubbish and trying to survive. Like, we'll open up cans and we'll find octopuses hiding inside. We'll find fish hiding inside the cans. We'll have crabs. You know, we'll bring up a tire and we'll start scooping the mud out. And we'll find pie crust crabs absolutely caked black in mud that are sort of trying to survive and live in this trash that we're pulling up.
Why is it called ghost diving?
Okay, so ghost diving was originally called ghost fishing, but ghost fishing is one of those terms that are ubiquitous. You can't copyright it. It's like trying to copyright chocolate or computer. You know, they're just the names that are used by everyone in the domain. So they can't be copyrighted, but ghost fishing is the term used because that was what fishing gear and rubbish and things like that would do. It'd be like you'd leave the net in the water and it'd keep floating around and it would keep collecting and fishing. And obviously then the animals would die. As the animal would die, it would attract another animal to come over. It would get trapped and it'd die. And, yeah, never-ending cycle. So ghost fishing was set up by a couple of guys in Norway in 2009. And then in 2020, we rebranded because obviously we wanted to try and copyright the name and things like that, but that's when we started. You can't. So we rebranded to Ghost Diving, so to be a, sort of a little bit better and closer to what we actually do. And Wellington, so our chapter in New Zealand, was set up in 2015.
That was Eddie Howard, Ghost Diving New Zealand's team leader, discussing the recent cleanup the team did in Wellington.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.